Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. So this is episode one of a series, and I know you're like, John, the fuck, you have so many series. Yes, I do. I have a lot of series. This is, I don't know. I feel like, here's why I say series, because it is a series, but I feel like if I label it as a series, there's like this thing that makes me commit more to the series. If I say that it's a series, if I don't say it's a series, then I just, you know, I'm the kind of guy that in parties sneaks out through the back. I call it a Korean exit. I don't say bye to people. I just kind of slip out the back, and I don't want to do that to you. So if I say this is a series, then I'm telling myself that I'm not going to slip out the back, that I'm going to continue with this, because this series is going to be lengthy because it's an entire book. I'm going to read my book. Obviously, not the whole thing right now, but pieces of my book while giving commentary. So yes, this will feel like an audiobook, but it will also have the extras in the back of the CD, the DVD. Remember that in the 90s when we would buy DVDs more so for the commentary or like all the edits that the director left on the floor, right? To get all that is why we bought DVDs. Not so much for the movie. So hopefully you picked up the book. Hopefully you have the audiobook. If you're like me and you don't like reading, the book is called Single on Purpose. And, you know, this book, it hit a nerve with people, I think. And I think with just the toxic dating swipe culture, and I think today with people having, you know, healthy sense of worth and not tying everything to finding quote unquote the one. I think there's a lot of people who are interested in being self-partnered, you know, at least for now. It doesn't say single forever. It just says single on purpose, meaning connect to yourself first. And so I think before we were just so obsessed with finding love. And today I think we're getting to a place where we're putting ourselves first. And when this book came out, when did this come out? It came out in 2022. Wow, it's been 3 years. I think it was the beginning of that swell. And so the timing of this made it ride a wave, you know? Okay, so this is not an anti-relationship book. This is a pro-relationship with yourself book. I'm going to start with the introduction because it's a lot of my story. But before I start with that, here's a quote. Sometimes you have to stand alone to prove to others and yourself that you can still stand. So I've been single many times. I've struggled with loneliness, rejection, not believing I was desirable. I've tried, quote unquote, dating myself again and again, and it was bullshit. The truth is we're humans, and let me back up. I'm not saying that the concept of dating yourself is bullshit, but I think the commercialization and the mantra on repeat that we hear in stereo and social media can be bullshit, right? The whole like, you got to date yourself. You got to date yourself. But the concept, of course, is not bullshit. And yes, technically, I was dating myself. And that's a good thing, right? So the truth is we're humans and we're not meant to do life alone. We want to love someone, and that's okay. We're biologically built this way. What's not okay is losing ourselves because we don't have someone to love, or losing ourselves in the person we've chosen to love. I've struggled with singlehood and also lost myself in relationships. I've jumped into things way too fast after a breakup or still fresh. Within days, I've been quote unquote back on the market, swiping to find someone else to lose myself in. Because, but can I just insert real quick, losing yourself in someone else, although unhealthy, can feel like a drug, right? That's why we do it. There's something about, and this is what I file under young love, because it usually happens when we're younger. When we lose ourselves in someone else, it feels so good. It's like on a rainy day. It's actually raining right now as I read this. I'm watching the rain come down outside of my garage studio. On a rainy day, grilled cheese and soup, making out under the blankets, ditching school, right? That's what it feels like. And the, you know when you're kind of cold and you go into a jacuzzi, that first feeling of stepping into a hot tub while you're cold, and then just like sinking in, that feeling, you know what I'm talking about? That's what it feels like to lose yourself in someone else, especially when the love is new and fresh and, you know, you have all the chemicals shooting into your brain. And of course that feels amazing. And that's why we do it. And like a drug, it could definitely become addictive, right? Because I didn't want to be alone, because I didn't want to eat by myself, because I like sex too much, because on a deeper level, I needed to prove to myself that I was desirable, lovable, and worthy. And it's really hard to feel that on a Friday night when you're at home eating your feelings. Out of desperation, I've contacted exes and later regretted it. I have wondered how many quote-unquote ones have gotten away. I have felt that deep loneliness, the kind that keeps you from washing your hair or wearing anything but sweats. I have done all the things, gotten together with women I wasn't that into, been rejected by women I was really into, tried to be someone I wasn't for someone else, forced things that didn't feel right because I wanted it to work desperately, and of course, eaten way too much ice cream in one sitting. Deep inside, I knew I needed to be single on purpose. I've been in relationships constantly since I was 22, and I knew I needed to build a better one, a better relationship with myself before I could build anything with someone else, or at least anything healthy and meaningful. I knew I needed to process my own shit, break patterns, find a sense of self, not be codependent, and work on areas of my life other than love, because there's more to life than who we choose to love. This, by the way, is bolded in my book. It is not only a reminder to other people, but to myself, because I have a pattern of always putting love at the top, you know, and it's like, who do I love and how do I love, and what I get from that love tends to be the sun that I revolve around. And of course, there's more, so much more to life than just love, right? Love, sex, intimacy, all that. It's just one pie piece of life. It's not your entire life. And I know when we're younger, that is our life. And who we love or don't love ends up being, you know, life or death. I've learned this after a divorce, when I was finally forced to look at myself by myself without the buffer of another person. The divorce forced me to reevaluate my entire life, really examine, what I was doing and why. Although painful, it was the best thing that has ever happened to me, because it was the first domino of my singlehood journey to connect me back to myself. For the first time in my life, I chose to be alone. I'm going to stop there. This is, a taste of what I will be doing in my series. Let me dog ear this page so I don't forget where I stopped. My series, Reading Single on Purpose with Commentary. And like everything I do, nothing is rehearsed. So the commentary is going to be inserted as I feel, as I'm reading, as I feel what needs to, as I feel when I need to pause and expand or go deeper on what I just said/wrote. Anyway, join me. These full episodes will be on my YouTube channel at The Angry Therapist, and they will be podcast episodes. So subscribe to my podcast if you want them if you want to know when they come out. And I want to say before I go, you don't have to be single to get something out of this book. You know, it's not about being single. It's all about connecting to yourself. And I think when we are in relationships, we disconnect with ourselves. So, you can be quote unquote single on purpose while you're in a relationship, while you're building a sustainable love with someone else. And so, this is for anyone who wants a better relationship with themselves. Thank you for listening. Be well.